Hello and welcome to Your Spanish Mentor, your podcast to learn Spanish. My name is Stanley, and in today's episode, I'm going to be helping you to learn different ways to say thank you in Spanish, as well as how to answer those questions when somebody says thank you. Okay, this is a very important topic, okay? And I would say that it's always good to know different ways to say the same thing, because that in some way is what fluency is about, right? Okay, but before we dive into our topic today, let's shout out our sponsor. Our sponsor is YourSpanishMentor.com. YourSpanishMentor.com is an online Spanish program where you can take one-on-one Spanish lessons, group lessons, or self-paced Spanish courses. So if you're ready to start learning Spanish today, go and check YourSpanishMentor.com. And support the show. All right, so let's get into our topic, okay? Let's get into our topic and let's get into the first expressions that you can use to say thank you. So the most common one, and I know that you have heard this one many times maybe, is gracias. Gracias. Repeat after me. Gracias. So the translation of gracias is thank you. Okay, so repeat after me. Gracias. Gracias. Okay, next we have muchas gracias. So let's say somebody has done a really big favor to you. You can say muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Repeat after me. Muchas gracias. So this is like thank you very much. Okay, then we have mil gracias. Mil gracias. Okay, repeat after me. Mil gracias. So that's like a thousand of thank you, right? That would be the translation. So it also means like thank you very much. So you use that when somebody has done a good favor to you, right? Then we have muchísimas gracias. Muchísimas gracias. Again, a lot of thank you, right? Like a lot of thanks. This would be kind of the translation, like the exact translation of that, but it normally just means like thank you, right? Thank you a lot, basically. Thank you very much. Okay, next we have gracias por todo. Gracias por todo. So this is thanks for everything, right? Repeat after me. Gracias por todo. Gracias por todo. Okay, perfect. Next we have te lo agradezco. Te lo agradezco. You can also say, se lo agradezco. Okay? Repeat after me. So we have, te lo agradezco. Te lo agradezco. And we have, se lo agradezco. They both mean, I appreciate it. Okay? And here's the difference. Te lo agradezco is more informal. So you use that more with your friends, right? And then, se lo agradezco, it gives a ton of formality to it. So you can use that with people you don't know or with older people. Okay? Nice. So repeat after me. Te lo agradezco, se lo agradezco. Te lo agradezco, se lo agradezco. Okay? Next one, and last one in this list is, estoy muy agradecido. Estoy muy agradecido. So the translation of this one is, I am very thankful. I am very thankful. Okay? Estoy muy agradecido. Repeat after me. Estoy muy agradecido. Estoy muy agradecido. Okay, very good. For example, estoy muy agradecido de que escuches este podcast. Estoy muy agradecido de que escuches este podcast. I am very thankful that you're listening to this podcast. Okay? Good, good. So just to recap, okay? I'm going to read the all the expressions that we have gone through, okay? So in the first place, we have gracias. Gracias. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Mil gracias. Mil gracias. Muchísimas gracias. Muchísimas gracias. Gracias por todo. Gracias por todo. Te lo agradezco. Te lo agradezco. Se lo agradezco. Se lo agradezco. Estoy muy agradecido. Estoy muy agradecido. Okay, perfect. So those are the most common ways to say thank you in Spanish, okay? Now, let's talk a little bit about how to answer when somebody says thank you to you, okay? In Spanish. So let's say somebody says, gracias. You can say, de nada. You can say, de nada. Okay? Repeat after me. De nada. De nada. Let's say somebody says, muchas gracias. You can say, no hay de qué. No hay de qué. So these two phrases, de nada means you are welcome. And no hay de qué means it is nothing. Okay? So de nada, no hay de qué. De nada. Repeat after me. De nada. No hay de qué. Okay, so another way to say or to reply when somebody says thank you is no hay problema. No hay problema. Repeat after me. No hay problema. There is no problem, right? It's cool. Okay, next one. No te preocupes. No te preocupes. No te preocupes. Don't worry. No te preocupes. Repite conmigo. No te preocupes. Okay? Y last one. Es un placer. Es un placer. Es un placer. Repite conmigo. Es un placer. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. Okay? So those are the ways to say you're welcome. Right? So first, we went through the ways to say thank you, and next, we went through the ways to say you're welcome, right? So let's recap. We have de nada, no hay de qué, no hay de qué, no hay problema, y no te preocupes, no te preocupes. Okay, so there you have the ways to say thank you. And the ways to answer when somebody says thank you to you, okay? So I hope this episode helped you to be better at Spanish and help you to get more vocabulary and different ways to say things in Spanish, especially in this case, different ways to say thank you and different ways to say you're welcome in Spanish, okay? So I hope you love this episode. And if you do, please go and give us 5-star in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, okay? And leave us some nice comment in there, okay? We really appreciate that, okay? Also, I wanted to invite you to download the ebook, Survivor Spanish Expressions, okay? So go and check the link in the description and download the ebook for free, Survivor Spanish Expressions. And make sure to send us a voice message reading the expressions to say thank you in Spanish, gracias. And the expressions to say you're welcome in Spanish, de nada. And in the next episode, I'm going to listen to the expressions and I'm going to give you some feedback. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode and see you in the next episode. Nos vemos. Hasta pronto.